What if you could measure your employer brand as a single number? What if you could track it over time? We do that. It's called the Employer Brand Index. Continuously measuring what's positive and negative about you as an employer from a candidate perspective is the key. The Employer Brand Index helps you measure your employer brand and validates your perceptions or draw up a few surprises, both good and bad. The Employer Brand Index works best when done over time to see how things are changing. Some companies use it as a baseline before they launch their EVP. Others add in some talent competitors to see how they stack up. Stay on top of your employer brand. Go to employerbrandindex.co to learn more.
Hey, sans Vason, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans, where we do employer branding driven by data. Now, we're going to take it one step further today. We're not just going to talk about attracting and retaining talent for a company. We're going to do it for a whole region. Let's start the show. Hey, Natalie, how are you doing today?
I'm excellent, Jorgen. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. So please let us know who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. So my name is Natalie MacArthur, and I joined Invest Ottawa back in January as their Director of Talent Attraction. Prior to that, I spent 13 years working in marketing, branding, and talent roles in Miami, Vancouver, London, Amsterdam, and Toronto before coming back home to Ottawa.
Wow, that's a real journey. Okay. So Invest Ottawa, what does that actually mean?
Yeah.
What is this an association for the region?
Exactly. I think that's a really good place to start. And Invest Ottawa is the lead economic development agency for Ottawa and Eastern Ontario. And we have a very specific focus on knowledge-based industry growth. So software, clean tech, communication technologies, life sciences, digital media, and aerospace, defense, and security. And when we talk about growth from my perspective, that of course means talent growth. So ultimately, Invest Ottawa aims to fulfill the region's full potential as a globally recognized, innovative, and future-ready city. And the way that we like to encompass all of those facets is by communicating that we are indeed the best place to live, work, learn, and play.
Nice. Okay. So I asked a Canadian friend if he knew much about Ottawa as a location to attract people to, and he said, it's all public sector, it's all government organizations up there. And that was him. So I can imagine you have a challenge with attracting tech talent, for instance.
We sure do. And that is absolutely one of them, is building the awareness up for the city by communicating the strength of the sectors that we focus on as a primary and showcasing the great quality of life that we have here as well.
And how do you go about creating sort of an employer brand strategy for a city, for a region?
Yeah. So this employer brand strategy is really different than at least anything that I've ever done in the past. So over the course of my marketing and branding years, I've used, you know, hardcore best practice recruitment marketing tactics to sell products. And then I moved into, of course, marketing organizations from an employer brand and strategic perspective. But now what I think is so interesting is ultimately what we do is we sell the Ottawa region. And as I mentioned prior, the incredible work that's being done across our knowledge-based industry to talent locally. So thinking about that as a retention tool, but also across the nation and around the globe. So if I think back to earlier this year when I joined Invest Ottawa, it was quite pivotal for me to go on a discovery process. And that meant an exhaustive roadshow. I met with a significant amount of key internal and external stakeholders one-on-one to get a better understanding of their mandates, their successes, their challenges, what they were looking to see out of Invest Ottawa's talent program, and of course, opportunities for future collaboration. And it was clear that there was some great tangible insight from the group, and I have some that I think would be quite interesting for this audience if you're open to hearing them.
Let's hear them, yeah.
So to your point earlier, I think there's a misconception about Ottawa, and it's largely to do on an international level, that Ottawa is our nation's capital and not Toronto, Montreal, or Vancouver. And so if we're starting there, we have a bit of a problem to solve. So this lack of awareness certainly impacts where talent are starting their job search, where they're thinking about establishing themselves, and of course, where they land in Canada. So that was certainly an area of focus from a strategic perspective. And the second one, as you touched on, Jürgen, is that, yes, we're a government town, but we're so much more than that. We are also very bilingual, but you don't necessarily have to speak French. That it's not cold all the time, which is somewhat true. But also, on the knowledge-based economy front, this was actually a really interesting anecdotal piece that I received from a number of executives within our ecosystem, that they were hearing talent were a little bit nervous about relocating to the city for fear of the opportunities after the one that they'd accepted. So feeling like there weren't enough jobs for them across the region so that they can continue to climb in their career in whatever way they've defined that for them. So that was certainly something that we needed to think about. And then, of course, when we sit down with the clients that we support, so those knowledge-based industry firms, they were clearly articulating the need for us to start to build the talent capacity for the region because, you know, no surprise to anybody listening to this podcast, but we just don't have the availability of homegrown talent to meet the current, let alone projected needs. And there are five areas that we recognize needing to really focus on in terms of those critical talent segments, from engineering to product management, sales, growth marketing, and design at the intermediate to senior levels.
Wow. And where are you looking to attract this talent from? Will it be Canada, south of the border, or even further afield?
It would be an international strategy and outside of the region as our main tenants. And so, yes, we absolutely do partner with the local community partners that focus on the pre-arrivaled or the newly integrated international talent that have settled in the city. But again, that whole idea about needing to really build the talent capacity for the city up is one that I think about a lot. So by going outside of the city across the country and the hotbeds that we've identified from the Americas and from the US and any kind of country that has some data that is lending us to consider an oversupply of talent that meet these highly skilled jobs is where we're targeting.
Nice. Okay. So is there an EVP? Have you actually got an employee value proposition for a region? I'm dying to hear what it is.
Yeah. So our value propositions are centered around three main tenets. So the first one is top technology talent. So yes, we're a government town, but we also have Canada's highest density tech workforce and the most educated workforce as well. There are currently 27,000 STEM students enrolled in Ottawa, and 1 in 9 workers in the region are either scientists or engineers, which I think is pretty cool. Our tech market pays the highest average tech wage in Canada, with local firms paying a premium of 62.7% to employ the capital's top talent, which are data points that we're really proud of. The second one is Ottawa is a tech hub. So in addition to recognizing our industry talent and leaders, we know that career advancement in innovative industries is certainly something that we can also offer. And it was also something that I didn't truly recognize until I started in this role, but there are over 1,800 technology companies, multinationals, Canadian leaders, and emerging startups right here, which makes us the most technology-intensive city in Canada and among North America's leaders. And not only do we have that great market share, but there's also game-changing solutions in autonomous vehicles, AI, machine learning, robotics, 5G, and cybersecurity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that are all happening right here in Ottawa. And the last one that we're at least going to start to really focus on and put some rigor behind is the unbeatable quality of life. So we live in a city that has an incredible quality of life that's very affordable, that embraces diversity, and that supports work-life balance in a way that we recognize talent demands. It's consistently ranked as a best place to live in Canada for a number of reasons, but in part due to the mix of art, culture, urban life, outdoor adventure, food, and raising a family. And whilst it's true that our winters do get down to minus 40 Celsius, our summers also get up to plus 40 Celsius. And it's pretty great to see how those that live within the region just truly rally behind our natural surroundings in a way that I think is quite unique.
It feels like the place to be then. So where do you activate this sort of messaging? Well, do you run campaigns on social or events? How do you attract people?
Of course. So even though our focus is on place and industry branding, we recognize that we still need to apply the same core principles the corporate brands do, and ideally with the same outcomes. So our anchor piece of media is our Work in Ottawa website. And here we've had the opportunity to really evolve the place brand. And so all of the content that we've been able to generate and consolidate from our partners across the region. And now we're leveraging that site to really enhance and authentically communicate, again, what it's like to live, work, study, and play here in Ottawa. So we launched our first website iteration back in September. Check out workinottawa.ca. And it currently promotes our talent pilot program, the city and industry value propositions. We've embedded job postings for those evergreen searches we talked about before. And those link directly into our newly integrated applicant tracking system, which we use specifically for our talent program. And it also provides an opportunity to join the talent community. We've launched digital analytics in terms of a dashboard that measures traffic, time on site, conversion, etc. And in the next 4 weeks, we are going to be launching the next iteration of the site that is going to be structured for SEO conversion optimization. And it's going to showcase the local, national, and international event and networking opportunities, information on immigration, housing, schooling, our healthcare system, which is, again, a big value proposition for those that don't currently live in Canada. And the whole idea there is that we want to be able to remove as much ambiguity of what it's like to live in Ottawa or even Canada for that matter, so that we can try to make immigration, community integration, and networking a little bit easier. But again, what I'll say is that this is done in collaboration with a number of partners across our ecosystem. So that real team effort is certainly there.
Yeah, so I'm interested to understand, you mentioned you have an ATS and a talent community there, because I expect that, so with people saying, okay, I'm interested in working in Ottawa, you wouldn't actually employ them, but would you collect resumes and then perhaps dish them out to local employers that might be a good fit? So how does it work?
Yeah, exactly. So we're actually partnering with our early stage, fast growing startups and scale ups to be able to act as an extension of their HR team and to support with talent attraction. And so that piece there was quite pivotal, because what we're seeing is that when these firms have a smaller HR team, they're typically focused on the entire HR lifecycle, with recruiting just being a part of it. Yeah. And that doesn't always allow for the strategic recruiting, and that doesn't always allow for going especially international because of, again, the fear of processes or just the ambiguity in general. And so we went ahead and we implemented a pretty cool tech stack, which includes an applicant tracking system, behavioral and technical assessments, that we have a variety of different sourcing tools so that we can do our very best to compel talent to consider Ottawa as their next destination of choice, and that we can introduce this talent to firms that we're partnering with and provide them with as many data points as possible so that they can see the value of talent outside of the city and think about how they want to go ahead and assess that talent for opportunities within their firms.
Interesting. Okay. So that leads me nicely on to how you measure success. I guess you've got anecdotal success stories, I'm sure, but also what are some of the metrics you use?
Absolutely. So this is where I think we may differ a little bit from the traditional pure play employer branding and recruitment marketing functions that you chat with. So of course, the digital marketing analytics, the social media engagement, the event strategies, and the quality candidates in our database matter immensely. But we have to remember Invest Ottawa's mission is to drive market-led innovation, to leverage emerging technologies to build these high-value jobs, and the long-term economic growth and community prosperity. So the first one that we will really think about is the job numbers. So how the job growth that has been directly facilitated by Invest Ottawa and these high value sectors continues to climb quarter over quarter, year over year. How have we partnered with a firm to directly or indirectly influence job creation and hires? And all of this results in obviously higher salaries, which leads to higher spending, tax revenues, and additional jobs being created, which grows teams and allows firms to scale and expand their reach into new markets. So when they opt into our program, they have an obligation to report that data back to us. The second one that I would say is the number of firms that are opting into the talent program. So we received some seed funding from the City of Ottawa. So I've got to say a big thank you to Mayor Watson and his team to get our program off the ground, and subsequent support from FedDev Ontario, which all focuses on growth and innovation across the province to continue to elevate the work. But there's also a modest fee that we introduce to firms, whether that's for the employer branding or the sourcing support that we provide. And all the funding that we receive is reinvested back into the program so that we can execute more marketing campaigns, we can invest in additional sourcing tools, and we can grow Invest Ottawa's talent team in time. So they see that as a way to pay things forward for how we're going to continue to grow our ecosystem and the strength of, again, growing the talent capacity. And that has been exceptionally supportive and supported from all the firms that we're partnering with. So our goal in year one is to come out flat in terms of the tech stack funds and hiring of the team that we've gone ahead and invested in. But for year two, by the end of 2020, I have an idea of some pretty cool innovative work that I want to go ahead and execute.
Great. Okay. Well, we'll check in a year's time, see how that's gone.
There's a few more too, but we'll stick with two for today.
Yeah. I was going to ask you as well about your top tips, because just in case someone else is listening to this and they also have a region which they want to attract talent to, what should you be doing? And also, what are some of the pitfalls to avoid?
Absolutely. So where I would start is do the research and build what I would say is a meaningful roadmap that lays the foundation for the work and continues to layer on more and more elements of sophistication over time. If you're like me, and this is maybe a pitfall or a moment of recognition, I recognize that we want to do a lot of great strategic and innovative work at times, but we have to also consider the maturity model of the function. I built ours on an analogy that I quite like, which is walk, run, and sprint. So year one, year two, and year three, how we're going to continue to keep our foot on the gas and increase our impact and our reach in a way that makes sense. So it was really important for us to get an understanding of what are the table stakes, what are the strategic musts, what are the aspirational objectives, what are those big, hairy, audacious goals that we want to bring into the equation over time. But again, over time, only once the strategy continues to evolve in maturity. The second one that I would say is be continuously learning. You know, really look at how you are reviewing and considering and measuring all of the qualitative and the quantitative data, but also the informal feedback that you're getting from key stakeholders. So A/B test, don't be afraid to pivot, embrace failure. It's certainly all part of that learning process. And with this kind of safe content that we really want to get a valuable insight into the measures of success, I think that is really important. And then the third one is don't always feel like you have to reinvent the wheel. I know that employer brand teams at times are typically small in size. So figure out who your key stakeholders are and leverage them, whether it's using their networks, connecting with employees on their user-generated content, creating ambassadors, going through content archives and recycling what makes sense. Build an army around you and make it work for you.
Fantastic. Great. Well, that's been super useful. Now, final question, if any listeners keen on moving to Ottawa, where should they be looking online and also how can they connect with yourself?
Yeah, so check out workinottawa.ca for a sense of what the talent program is all about. But I would really welcome the opportunity to connect with anybody over LinkedIn. So Natalie MacArthur, if you wanted to search me out, I would be delighted to connect.
Great. Thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
Okay, there you have it. Now, if you're not keen on relocating to Ottawa, I don't know whatever will make you go there. If you like this week's episode, feel free to reach out, of course, to Natalie and say thank you so much. And you can also subscribe to this podcast at employerbrandingpodcast.com. And if you want to make me a very happy podcaster, why not write an honest review on Apple Podcasts? Because it really helps us to get found by more people like yourself. Now, finally, if you feel like you want to inject a bit of proof, science, data into the employer brand work that you do, then feel free to check out the Employer Brand Index, which is employerbrandindex.co. That's our approach to measuring your organization's reputation as an employer. And to make it more interesting, we'll throw in some of your favorite evil competitors there as well. That is it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to catching up next time. Hey, door.
Four worms. first were placed in four separate test tubes, the first in beer, the second in wine, the third in whiskey, the fourth in mineral water. The next day, the teacher shows the results. First in beer, dead. Second in wine, dead. Third in whiskey, dead. Fourth in mineral water, alive and healthy. The teacher asks the class, what did we learn from this experiment? And a child responds with great delight to say, whoever drinks beer, wine, and whiskey obviously does not have worms. So, Jorgen, while today's focus was largely on strategies and brand, that there is pure science.